A massive transformation is underway at an old airfield in Marin County. I recently visited the site of the new Hamilton Wetland Restoration Project, formerly the Hamilton Army Airfield in Novato. The restoration includes about 900 acres of historic tidal marsh that was converted to agricultural land in the late 1800s, before being transferred to the U.S. government for development as an airfield in the 1930s. Upon completion, the restored marshlands will provide critical habitat to numerous plant and animal species. This is your wetlands.
Farmers diked off this area in the late 1800s, claimed it for agricultural use. In the 1930s, the Department of Defense was looking for a place for a coastal defense site, and they chose Hamilton. They bought the property for $1 from some businessmen in Marin that wanted them to bring their installation here. And so the Army Air Corps constructed this facility in the early 30s.
My guest is Ed Keller, Environmental Manager with the Army Corps of Engineers, San Francisco District. I asked Ed, what happens to land after it's been diked?
Well, the diked land, once it no longer has tidal action, will actually subside. That means that it'll lower in elevation as the land compresses. So all the elevations out here are probably somewhere in the range of 7 to 10 feet below what they were originally.
That raises a question. If you're trying to restore wetlands, which is one of the objectives here at Hamilton, and you've got land that's 10 feet below sea level, in effect, how do you address that?
Well, the Hamilton project is somewhat unique in that it has another portion to it that will bring in dredge material from the bay, since our bay is naturally shallow bay and it requires dredging to keep the shipping channels open and the ports operational. We'll be bringing some of that material over to Hamilton and fill the site up, if you will, back up to an elevation that then Mother Nature can come in and finish off the final topping of the material. Before Hamilton and some other projects, the traditional disposal for material was in the bay itself. And that's become a problem over the years, as those areas where it was disposed of are now building up and could become navigational hazards in themselves. So this is one of the solutions to try to find another location to dispose of dredge materials.
We talked about the fact that this was diked by farmers more than 100 years ago. How long is this whole process of wetland restoration going to take? What's the estimate?
The estimate right now is somewhat fuzzy because it depends on what Mother Nature brings down the channels each winter with the winter storms and deposits in the bay in the channels that need to be dredged. That changes from year to year. It's estimated that it will probably take us about 6 to 7 years of importing dredge material to fill the site and leave a nice template that Mother Nature will then finish off the top. We expect that the very topping of the wetland will come in on the tides, so that Mother Nature will take care of how it finally develops there.
So before you can introduce tidal action back onto the property, you need to protect the adjacent properties from flooding. So there is a network of levees being constructed that'll be at an elevation that will protect the adjoining properties from flooding when this goes tidal. There's also features within the property itself to control what's known as wave fetch. When the wind comes across an open body of water, it generates waves. Just as like you can see out on the bay, white caps many times. We don't want that to happen inside the area of Hamilton so that it would potentially erode some of the structures, the surrounding levees and that type of thing. So there will be some intertidal berms, some berms built within the footprint of the wetland so that it will trip those waves and they won't develop, and so that the site can be more of a depositional site so that when Mother Nature brings in some sediments on the tides, the water movement will be slow enough that they'll settle out and deposit, build up the site, and then create that topping, that Mother Nature, however the footprint that it wants to develop on its own.
I see pipes out here, looks like dozens of pipes. Are those going to be connected, and then through those pipes this dredge material will be deposited?
That's exactly right. San Francisco is a naturally shallow bay. In order to get the dredge material to the site, there will be a pipeline constructed that goes 5 miles out into the bay. That's the point where there will be an offloader, and the material would be pumped from there in a slurry onto the site. And what it will look like is basically a large garden hose that will be running out here for an extended period of time. But the water will be here long enough that the material can settle out of it and eventually gets pumped back to the bay. So we're using bay waters as a process water. We'll mix it with the material at one end, pump it in, clarify it through a series of ponds on the site, and then pump it out to the bay again. This part of the project, which will fill up this panhandle area here, an area along the homes, and hopefully an area in the south end of the site, is expected to happen over the next couple of years. Majority of that material will be sandy material coming from the Port of Oakland deepening project. After that comes in, then there will be a finer material put on top, more of a mud-like consistency, so that the plants and animals will like that. The sand material gives us a really good base. It doesn't compress as much, won't have as much settlement and that type of thing. So it gives us a real good base to build upon. And so we're actually bringing in different types of material, and the engineering on the site will be placing that where we need it on the site.
And my thanks to Ed Keller, Environmental Manager with the San Francisco District Army Corps of Engineers. Our podcast is a project of the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture and is supported through grants from Pacific Gas and Electric Company and the California Coastal Conservancy. To learn more about the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture, please visit sfbayjv.org. And if you have a question or a comment for us, our email address, yourwetlands@gmail.com. I'm Jerry Kaye.